What about General Shute? He been again?
He's 2 miles anyway.
Is that right?
He's so goddamn brave and quiet, and he's a Medal of Honor winner. But he's not a
pilot. Yes?
Mr. O'Brien asking for you. 2191.
President, they've added 4 more Texans within that 125.
Okay, Larry.
And that's where we are. We'll keep after right. And did you say Jack Brooks was coming back tomorrow?
Yeah, he's due back tonight. Joe Kilgore ought to sign it. You ought to tell Joe that
something
would really mean something to us on the first day.
Okie doke.
And Bob Poe.
Righto.
And tell Bob that you work like a dog. I'd call him off, tell him you work like a dog to get his cotton bill through the iron. All you want is a hearing, and that's all I want. He can vote against the damn bill, but give us a hearing. It's not discharge of a legislative committee. It's a discharge of a procedural committee.
Right.
And there's a hell of a lot of difference in the two. And tell him that this is a question supporting me.
Very good.
Don't get rough with him. You can't threaten him, but you know how to handle him. And,
okay.
He's almost like Morris. He has to be handled with kid gloves. But if you can't do it, then I'm going to find and talk to him, because there are 4 more that ought to be on there.
Yeah, Kilgore, Pogue, Wright, and
Brooks.
Brooks, yeah.
And I put in a call for Brooks's office, tell him you're very anxious to talk to him, and tell him that these other 4 ought to be on there, and tell him what you really ought to have is a majority of the delegation. You ought to have Walter Rogers.
Yeah.
He's not with us, but you ought to have him. You ought to have Mahon.
Right. Okie doke.
Thank you.
Okay.